And everyone, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. My name is Michael Lindbaum, and we are brought to you by the Tilde Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Tilde Kilt Pub in Erie, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilde Kilt girls. For more information on Tilde Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And today is March 19th, and we are jumping right into the action with the Caps game breakdown, starting with March 12th when the Washington Capitals visited the San Jose Sharks. The lineup for the Capitals was Alex Ovechkin with Nicholas Backstrom, TJ Oshie, Andre Burakovsky with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Jason Chimera with Marcus Johansson and Tom Wilson, Daniel Winnick with Michael Richards and Jay Beagle. Defense pairings were Carl Alsner with Matt Niskanen, Brooks Orpik with Dmitry Orlov, Mike Weber with Nate Schmidt, and Philip Grubauer starting in the net. In the first period, Jason Chimera was called for slashing at 5:02. Then at 9:16, Joe Thornton scored his 16th of the season from Brendan Dillon and Tomas Hertl. Then Nick Spaulding was called for high sticking at 19:46. At the end of the first period, San Jose was up 1-0. Shots were 11-9 in favor of the Sharks. Faceoffs were 13-7 in favor of the Sharks. Hits were 15-13 in favor of the Caps. San Jose was 0-1 on the power play, where the Caps' first one was still in progress. Another game, another slow start, and another first goal of the game scored against the Caps. The only positive is they start the second period with a power play. They were clearly outplayed this period, and it showed. In the second period, Brent Burns was called for delay of game with 20 seconds into the second period. With that on the power play, TJ Oshie scored at 1:21, his 21st of the season, from Nicholas Backstrom and Alex Ovechkin, their 45th and 21st of the seasons, respectively. Then Joe Thornton was called for boarding at 3:39. Patrick Marleau, however, scored while shorthanded at 5:14, his 20th of the season, from Joel Ward. Then at 10:12, Justin Williams scored his 20th of the season from Evgeny Kuznetsov and Andrei Burakovsky, their 49th and 20th of the assists of the season, respectively. Then Kuznetsov was called for holding at 19:19. And then Jay Beagle got a penalty shot opportunity, which he did not score on due to a Brent Burns slash at 19:47. At the end of the second period, it was tied 2-2. Shots were 21-18 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 26-15 in favor of San Jose. Hits were 22-17 in favor of the Caps. Power play was 1-3 for the Caps and 0-1 for the Sharks, with their second in progress. This was a much better period for the Caps, as they were able to capitalize on the power play and they were able to win the period 2-1. The Caps also drew more penalties and created more scoring chances. Definitely a better period for the Capitals. And then going into the third period, let's just say it right now, the wheels fell off. On the power play, 49 seconds into the period, Joe Pavelski scored his 32nd of the season from Joe Thornton and Brent Burns. Then at 2:51, Brendan Dillon scored his 2nd of the season from Chris Tierney and Roman Pollock. And with the empty net open at 19:16, Brent Burns scored his 25th of the season from Joe Pavelski and Nick Spaulding. San Jose Sharks would go on the win at 5-2. Shots were 28-25 in favor of the Sharks. Faceoffs were 37-21 in favor of the Sharks. Hits were 29-23 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, the Caps were 1-3, where the Sharks were 1-2. This was just horrible. I don't know why I even bothered staying up for that third period. It was brutal, and I was not happy with how they played that third period. But then going into their game against the Carolina Hurricanes at home on March 15th, the lineup for the Caps had some changes to it. Alex Ovechkin would be with Nicholas Backstrom and Jay Beagle, Andrei Burakovsky with Evgeny Kuznetsov and TJ Oshie, Jason Chimera with Marcus Johansson and Justin Williams, Daniel Winnick with Mike Richards and Tom Wilson. Carl Alsner with Matt Niskanen on defense, with Brooks Orpik and Dmitry Orlov together on defense, and Nate Schmidt with Taylor Chorney, with Braden Holtby starting in net. In the first period, there was nothing on the score sheet in penalties or in goals. So the game at the end of the first was tied 0-0. Shots were 10-8 for the Caps. Faceoffs were 8-7 for the Hurricanes. Hits were tied at 8 apiece, and neither team had a power play. This was a good start for the Capitals. They played with urgency and very well disciplined. They created many great scoring chances and put a lot of pressure on the Hurricanes in their own zone. The Caps need to continue to play this way and continue to win the battles. This going into the second period, a minute 30 in, Justin Williams would score his 21st of the season from Jason Chimera, his 17th. Then Nicholas Backstrom would be called for tripping at 3:09. Jordan Staal would score at 10:50 for his 18th of the season, which would be unassisted. Then Michael Jourdain, or Jordan, was called for tripping at 17:45. At the end of the first, the two teams would be tied at one. Shots were 21-15 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 17-14 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 16-12 in favor of the Caps, and both teams were 0-for-1 on the power play. This was another good period for the Caps. They were able to get a goal on the board very early in the period, but sloppy play in their own end helped the Hurricanes tie the game. The Caps need to do better on the power play if they get another opportunity, and they need to keep playing strong. Another lapse of play in their own zone could prove to be costly. And then in the third period, Tom Wilson was called for hooking at 3:02. At the end of the third period, it was tied 1-1 still. Shots were 29-26 for the Caps, 23-20 were the faceoffs in favor of the Caps. Hits were 28-17 in favor of the Caps. Carolina was 0-for-2, and the Caps were 0-for-1 on the power play. Then in overtime at 1:38, Alex Ovechkin scored his 42nd of the season for Evgeny Kuznetsov, his 50th of the season, thus giving the Washington Capitals the 2-1 victory and the first team in the league to clinch a playoff spot. The Caps had 31 shots to the Hurricanes' 26, faceoffs were 24-20 in favor of the Caps, hits were 29-17 in favor of the Caps, and the Hurricanes were 0-for-2, and the Caps were 0-for-1 on the power play, respectively. This was a good 60-minute game for the Caps. They were very well disciplined, and they played their game all game long. A much better game than their debacle in San Jose. And with that, we are going to go to break. When we come back, we'll do the NWHL report. We'll take a look at the Isabel Cup Finals and talk about some other things that are actually going to be happening this weekend for the league. So with that, we'll be back from the break. Spring is in the air, and that means one thing. The MCW Spring Fever Tour is back. Starting off on Saturday, March 19th at the Frederick Indoor Sports Center in Frederick, Maryland, come see former ECW World Champion Tommy Dreamer and the current MCW Rage TV Champion and former DX member Billy Gunn. For more information and to purchase tickets to MCW Spring Fever Tour, visit MarylandWrestling.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. And it is now time for the NWHL Report, which is brought to you by AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 3rd through 5th, 2016 at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Adam West, Burt Ward, Kevin Smith, Peter Capaldi, Riddle, John Berriman, and many, many others. For more information, please visit awesome-con.com. And we are going to go back. I know we went over it last week, but we're going to go over Game 1 again of the Isabel Cup Finals, which took place on March 11th in what was a very tightly contested game. The Boston Pride would edge out the Buffalo Buttes in overtime with a penalty shot goal by Hillary Knight and give the Pride the 1-0 series lead in the best-of-three Isabel Cup Finals. After an uneventful first period, 1 minute 18 seconds into the second period, Brianna Decker streaked down the right side of the and fired a backhander that hit the pads of Butte's goaltender Brianna McLaughlin, but Blake Bolden would be there to put home the rebound, making it 1-0 Pride. Gigi Marvin would double the score midway through the second, firing a shot that would deflect off of the stick of Kelly Stedman. However, Shelby Brand would pull the Buttes to within one with 2:55 left in the second to slow Boston's momentum. Then in the third period, Emily Falzer's goal at 6:18 would shift the game's momentum completely. With 14 seconds left on the power play, Kelly Stedman would put a wrister past Brittany Ott and giving the Buttes a 3-2 lead. But after the Pride would go down 3-2 with 4:41 left in regulation, Hillary Knight would score the game-tying goal and send Game 1 to overtime. Then after Haley Brown was called for closing her hand on the puck in the crease, Hillary Knight would seal the deal for the Pride with the penalty shot goal at 2:29 of overtime. Then, going into Game 2 of the Isabel Cup Finals on March 12th, after winning a very tight Game 1, the Boston Pride would get the 1-0 lead 11:55 into the first period as Brianna Decker would kick off the scoring for the Pride. Then in the third period, Decker would score a shorthanded goal to give the Pride a 2-0 lead. Hillary Knight would add a goal 2 minutes 18 seconds later, giving Boston the 3-0 lead. Aaron Zack would score the Buttes' lone goal with 30 seconds left in the game. However, the Boston Pride would go on to win 3-1 and sweep the series 2-0, plus win their 11th straight game to become the first ever NWHL Isabel Cup champions. Brianna Decker was named MVP of the playoffs, and the Pride would dedicate their victory to teammate Dena Lang, who was injured during the Outdoor Women's Classic on 12/31/15 at Gillette Stadium. They actually had her jersey number up at their bench for the entire playoffs. Lang would also do FaceTime with the Pride players and general manager Haley Moore during the celebration on the ice. And with that, with a full season now taken care of and finalized in the books, the NWHL will recognize its top players in the first NWHL Awards on Sunday, March 20th. The event will be hosted at the Frozen Four on the campus of the University of New Hampshire and will begin at 12:30 p.m. The NWHL Awards will be held via social media on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. Fans and media can follow along on league and team accounts for award announcements and behind-the-scenes footage. The NWHL Awards will be as follows. Regular season champions, which will go to the Boston Pride. Leading scorer, which I believe goes to Hillary Knight. NWHL Foundation Award, which will be as voted by the fans. NWHL MVP, as voted by the NWHL PA. Perseverance Award, voted by the NWHL Writers Group. NWHL Best Defenseman, as voted by the NWHL Writers Group. And the NWHL Best Goaltender, also as voted by the NWHL Writers Group. And with that little note, I want to do a reach out and thank Kate Cimini, who has been on this podcast twice before, talking about the NWHL, for recommending me for the NWHL Writers Group. I am greatly humbled and very appreciative for this honor. And once again, I want to thank you very much, Kate, for recommending me for to be a part of the NWHL Writers Group to take part in the NWHL Awards. That does mean a lot to me. So thank you again so much for that. With that, we are going to go to the break, and when we come back, we'll have another Caps game breakdown for you. Ladies and gentlemen, that next big convention's right around the corner, which is AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 3rd through 5th, 2016, at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Adam West, Burt Ward, Marina Baccarin, and many others. For more information, please visit awesome-con.com today. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. It is now time to take a look at the Caps game from last night against the Nashville Predators. With the lineup staying the same, Alex Ovechkin, Nicholas Backstrom, and Jay Beagle, Andre Burakovsky, Evgeny Kuznetsov, and TJ Oshie, Jason Tamara with Marcus Johansson, and Justin Williams, and Daniel Winnick with Mike Richards and Tom Wilson. Defensive pairings with Brooks Orpik with Dmitry Orlov, Carl Alzner with Matt Niskanen, Nate Schmidt with Taylor Chorney, and Braden Holtby in the net. And in the first period, Nicholas Backstrom was called for high sticking at 13:54, and that was it. After the first period, the game was tied at zero goals apiece. Shots were 11-4 for the Caps. Faceoffs were 9-6 for the Caps. Hits were 13-9 for the Caps. And Nashville's 0-1, whereas the Caps did not have a power play at all that period. This was a very strong first period for the Caps. They played the Predators very well in their own zone and shut down their power play. The Caps generated some really good scoring chances, but were unable to finish. The Caps need to get more bodies to the net and knock in some garbage goals. Then in the second period, Taylor Chorney was called for tripping at 2:33, which on that power play at 3:30, Philip Forsberg scored his 29th of the season from Roman Josi and Shea Weber. Then Ryan Johansson was called for tripping at 5:52, and then at 7:52, Daniel Wittick scored his 5th of the season from Evgeny Kuznetsov and Braden Holtby, their 51st and 1st assist of the season, respectively, and Daniel Wittick's goal was his first as a Washington Capital. Then Ryan Johansson was called for cross-checking at 8:14, and at 12:22, TJ Oshie would score his 22nd of the season from Evgeny Kuznetsov, his 52nd assist of the season. Then at 19:42, Daniel Winnick would score his 2nd of the game, his 6th of the season from Dmitry Orlov, his 19th assist of the season. Caps would go into the second intermission with a 3-1 lead. Caps outshot the Predators 21-12, faceoffs were 22-16, and hits were 21-19 in favor of the Predators. Faceoffs was in the Caps' favor. On the power play, Nashville was 1-for-2, where the Caps were 0-for-2. This was a very solid period for the Capitals. They took an early penalty that costed them, but they responded and responded loudly as they scored 3 unanswered goals to give themselves a 2-goal lead going into the third period. And then going into the third period, 36 seconds into the period, Andrei Burakovsky scored his 15th of the season from Evgeny Kuznetsov, his 53rd assist. Then Alex Ovechkin was called for high sticking at 3:53. Then Mike Ribeiro was called for holding the stick, which would then be served by Craig Smith at 9:02. Ribeiro would also get a 10-minute misconduct at 9:02. And then Ryan Johansson was called for roughing at 18:57, and Shea Weber was called for delay of game at 19:07. The Caps would go on to win the game 4-1. Shots were 29-21 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 34-24 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 25-23 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, the Caps were 0-5, where Nashville was 1-3. This was a very good, strong game for the Caps. They played their second straight game of solid 60 minutes of hockey. They took it to the Predators all game long and forced the Preds to take penalties. A very good game for the Capitals. And these past two games, now that they have played, is really good going into the stretch, as they only have 12 games left in the regular season before the playoffs start. So with that, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll do NHL news and notes, announce a new segment that will be coming onto the show starting next week, and we'll be back.
Tilted Kilt Girl Brittany here. Need a place to watch the game? Come to the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Tilted Kilt Frederick, home of the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls, come to the best-looking sports pub you've ever seen for all your Washington Capitals games viewing pleasure. For more information on the Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans, and it's now time for NHL News and Notes. And we start off with March 12th, when the Pittsburgh Penguins center Evgeni Malkin will be out for 6 to 8 weeks because of an upper body injury, per the team. Malkin appeared to injure his left arm on March 11th during a 3-2 win at the Columbus Blue Jackets when he collided with Blue Jackets defenseman Dalton Prout. Then on March 12th, Arizona Coyotes goalie Mike Smith made 44 saves in his first game since December 8, 2015, and helped the Coyotes defeat the Edmonton Oilers 4-0 at Rexall Place. Antoine Vermette had 2 goals and an assist, and both Alex Tanguay and Victor Tikhonov scored for the Coyotes. Also that night, Alex Pietrangelo scored 2-11 in the overtime to give the St. Louis Blues a 5-4 win against the Dallas Stars at American Airlines Center. The Winnipeg Jets won for the first time this season when trailing after 2 periods when they defeated the Colorado Avalanche 3-2 at MTS Center. Zach Smith scored for the 5th straight game, and Craig Anderson made 29 saves for his fourth shutout of the season, when the Ottawa Senators defeated the Toronto Maple Leafs 4-0 at the Canadian Tire Center. On March 13th, Ben Bishop denied all 37 shots he faced, and Steven Stamkos scored twice for the Tampa Bay Lightning to help defeat the Columbus Blue Jackets. And also, the New York Rangers overcame 3 separate 1-goal deficits, but Matt Cullen notched the tie-breaking goal with 8:51 left against his former club to guide the Pittsburgh Penguins to their 6th win in their past 9 games. Also on the 13th, Jonathan Bernier turned aside all 38 shots he faced, and Michael Grabner scored the only goal as the Toronto Maple Leafs edged the Detroit Red Wings. On March 14th, the NHL 3 Stars of the Week ending in 3-13 were announced. First star was Vladimir Tarasenko, right winger of the St. Louis Blues. Tarasenko tied for the league lead with 3 goals, 3 assists, and 6 points in 3 games to power the Blues to a trio of wins and share of first place in the Central Division and Western Conference. Second star with Vincent Trocheck of center of the Florida Panthers. Trocheck paced the NHL with 5 assists and tied for the league lead with 6 points in 3 games to lift the Panthers to 5 out of a possible 6 standing points. And the third star was Keith Kincaid, goaltender of the New Jersey Devils. Kincaid went 2-0-0 with a .48 goals against average and a .981 save percentage, with 1 shutout to lead the Devils to a perfect start on their 3-game road trip through California. Also on the 14th, as part of continuing tweaks to the coach's instant replay challenge, the NHL will introduce 2 cameras located at each blue line in the 16 buildings hosting games during the Stanley Cup playoffs. Colin Campbell, the senior vice president of hockey operations for the league, made the announcement at the first day of the 3-day meetings of the general managers. On the 14th, also, Jacob Silverberg had the first hat trick of his NHL career and added an assist to earn a career-high 4 points to lead the Anaheim Ducks to a 7-1 victory over the New Jersey Devils. Also, Michael Frolik scored 3 times, including 2 shorthanded goals to help the Calgary Flames end the St. Louis Blues win streak at 6 games. And Jonathan Quick earned his 41st career shutout, and in doing so passed John Van Beesbrook and Frank Brimsek, who each had 40 shutouts, for the most by a U.S.-born goaltender in NHL history. On the 15th, Columbus Blue Jackets defenseman Dalton Prout has been suspended for 1 game without pay for punching an unsuspecting opponent, Tampa Bay Lightning forward Nikita Kucherov, in Columbus on 3/13. The NHL's Department of Player Safety announced, under the terms of the CBA and based on his average annual salary, Prout will forfeit $5,779.57. Also on the 15th, the Philadelphia Flyers scored 4 goals on the strength of 46 shots, including 2 by Michael Raffel, to defeat the Detroit Red Wings 4-3. Columbus Blue Jackets defenseman Jack Johnson will have arthroscopic shoulder surgery on March 17th and is out for the rest of the regular season. General manager Jarmo Kekalainen announced on the 16th. Also on the 16th, the Philadelphia Flyers erased a pair of 1-goal deficits before defenseman Radko Gudas scored the go-ahead goal at 9:53 of the third period to lift the Flyers over the Chicago Blackhawks. On March 17th, during a press conference at American Airlines Center, the Dallas Stars signed Brendan Morrow to a ceremonial 1-day contract for Morrow to retire as a member of the Stars. Morrow had 265 goals and 575 points in 991 regular season games in 15 seasons with 4 teams. Also on the 17th, Devontae Smith-Pelly had 2 goals and an assist in a 7-4 win against the Minnesota Wild at the Prudential Center. Adam Henrique and Mike Sisla scored 2 goals apiece, and Tyler Kennedy had 3 assists for the Devils. With the Penguins in a hole, Sidney Crosby dug them out against the Carolina Hurricanes. Crosby scored 2 times to help the Penguins recover from a 2-goal deficit and defeat the Hurricanes 4-2 at Consol Energy Center. On March 18th, Dallas Stars center Tyler Seguin will miss 3 to 4 weeks after sustaining a cut on his right Achilles tendon in the final minute of a 4-3 win against the Tampa Bay Lightning at American Airlines Center on March 17th. And anyone who saw the picture that he tweeted out, it is very gruesome. Also on the 18th, Philadelphia Flyers forward Chris Van Velde has been suspended for 2 games without pay for elbowing Chicago Blackhawks forward Jonathan Toews in Chicago on 3/16. The NHL's Department of Player Safety announced, under the terms of the CBA and based on his average annual salary, Van Velde will forfeit $7,661.30. Also, it was announced Calgary Flames defenseman Dennis Wiedemann will not play for the rest of the season because of a triceps injury, the team announced. Wiedemann was in his 3rd game since returning from his 20-game suspension that was reduced to 10 games after serving 19 of the original 20 games suspension. Also on the 18th, Carl Soderberg tied the game at 9:09 of the third period, and Mikhail Bodker scored the lone goal in the shootout to help the Colorado Avalanche overcome deficits of 1-0 and 3-1 and earn their 5th victory in 7 games. So Cam Talbot made 40 saves, including 16 in each of the final 2 periods for his 11th career shutout and 3rd this season, helping the Edmonton Oilers to their 2nd straight win. And Scott Darling stopped all 28 shots he faced, highlighted by a sprawling cross-crease stop to preserve a scoreless tie that helped the Chicago Blackhawks end a 4-game losing streak. And with that, we now look at the road ahead for the Washington Capitals in regards to this week for games, starting with tomorrow, March 20th at 6 p.m., they are at the Pittsburgh Penguins, who are 38-24-8 with 84 points, and they are in the first wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. Then on March 22nd at 7:30 p.m., they are at the Ottawa Senators, who are 33-31-8 with 74 points and are currently 7 points out of the final wild card spot in the East. And on March 25th at 7 p.m., they are at the New Jersey Devils, who are 34-30-7 with 75 points and are 6 points out of the final wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. So those are big games for the Caps because all 3 of those teams are fighting for playoff positioning right now. Just a couple notes about those two of the 3 games. For the Pittsburgh Penguins game, I'll be missing at least the 1st period, and you'll be finding out why when I announce this new segment. And for the New Jersey Devils game on Friday, March 25th. I will be missing the entire game due to being out of town. I will be in New York City at Madison Square Garden for the WWE House Show with the head of AwesomeCon, Ben Penrod, and the creator of Terra Normal, Howie Noel, which that will also be its own podcast episode for The Experience. Now, I mentioned that there's a new segment debuting next week. The new segment that is debuting next week is called How Did Mike Do?, which will be chronicling how I am doing this season in the DCHL, which is a gym hockey league in Rockville, Maryland, with my new team, the Stick Magnets. The first game is tomorrow, March 20th at 5:30 p.m., so as a result, I will be most likely missing the first period of the Caps-Penguins game. How Did Mike Do? Will be brought to you by CSA Shows. CSA Shows is a place for you can meet your favorite athletes or celebrities or looking for memorabilia for your collection. CSA Shows is in Chantilly, Virginia at the Dulles Expo Center. Their first show of the year is April 8th through 10th, 2016. For more information, go to csashows.com. And with that, we want to thank our sponsor, as always, the Tilt-A-Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Tilt-A-Kilt Pub in Erie, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes at a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilt-A-Kilt Girls. For more on Tilt-A-Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And as always, you can follow the podcast at Experience Hockey on Twitter and Facebook at facebook.com/experiencehockeytalk. And with that, we will see you all next time on the ice.